say something
Barakallahu fikum.
Barakallahu fikum. Barakallahu fikum.
Hi, I'm Lauren Letellier.
I'm Chris Atkins. We're volunteers at the Rojan Library.
And this is WGXC, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Now home to The Witching Hour, a new series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. In January, experience on the big screen all over again. Get Out, The Lodge, Donnie Darko, and Wake in Fright, every Wednesday night. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Devin of Pearling, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WS Graves, crashing into me, G-Century,
without a place to rest, not knowing whether home was north, south, east, or west. But give me one star, just one simple light, and I'll never walk alone again at night. Many times it seemed that I would never find my way, lose sight on being free and bound. I would stay, but give me one star, just one simple light, and I'll never walk alone again at night. So give me a star. Star rising in the sky, a star of
I need is a star. All I need is a star. All I need is a star. All I need, all I need. Hallelujah. The light, the light, the light of Jesus the Christ. He's our superstar, Jesus Christ, the superstar. Yes, he is, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I am here to share that there is a bright side somewhere. Yes, there is. It's right now, right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online, streaming live, and anytime you can go to the WGXC.org website and check out for our archives. I want to share on this. Well, first of all, Happy New Year. We made it. Amen. We made it into 2025. 2025, beloved, I decree and declare over my life, and I invite you to decree and declare over yours that in 2025 we will thrive. Amen. I also say, hallelujah, in 2025, God, open my eyes. I decree and declare it, and I invite you to share it. Open my eyes, God, in 2025. Some things that I don't yet see, help me to see. And me to see what you see. Help me to see as you see, God, in 2025. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, in this new year of 2025, on this very first Sunday of the year, very first Sunday, hallelujah, of 2025, do a little bit differently. I want to open up with a reading from a devotional. This morning's devotional choice is from Our Daily Bread. It's written by Marvin Williams, and he focuses on Psalm 139, verse 3, titled, God Knows Everything. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. God knows everything. Listen to what Brother Marvin has to say. God truly knows all. But according to an article in the Wall Street Journal, the National Security Agency, or NSA, knows a great deal about us as well through our smartphones, data trails. Yes, everyone who owns a cell phone creates quote-unquote metadata that leaves quote-unquote a digital trail. And while each individual crumb of data might seem insignificant, when it's combined and analyzed, it provides one of the most powerful investigative tools ever devised. By tracing our metadata, investigators can pinpoint where we've been or where we are at any given moment. Far more superior than the NSA's digital trail analysis, David said, God knows where we are in relation to him. In Psalm 139, he addresses a prayer to God, the one who alone can search, hallelujah, and examine what's going on inside of us. The psalmist wrote, search me, God, and know my heart. He knows everything about us, is present everywhere, and created our inmost being. His thoughts are higher than our human understanding, and he's even with us as we face our enemies. Because God is all-knowing, ever-present, and all-powerful, he knows exactly where we've been, what we've been doing, and what we're made of. But he's also a loving Father who will help us walk in his ways. Let's follow him down the trail of life today. And beloved, I would add, let's follow him down the trail that leads to our divine destinies. The thoughts, reflection questions given for us in the Daily Bread is, how does it encourage you to know God truly knows you? How are you walking with him? And the prayer that is offered, dear God, thank you for loving me. Even though you know all about me, please help me to walk well with you. Isn't that all right, beloved? Something to think on. Hallelujah. Food for the mind, food for the body, food for the heart and the soul. And that's what we bring every Sunday morning. We come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we've got a lineup for you this morning. Hallelujah. With you in mind, the Give Me a Star, Brian Wilson Courtney, opened up our set this morning, but coming behind and very soon is a lineup of six songs. Praise be to God, beloved. Six songs. Uninterrupted music. Yes, for the message. The world will never be the same. C.C. Winans. I will sing about Jesus. The Indiana Bible College Choir. We lift up your name. Radical for Christ. Everything. Ty Tribbett. Jesus promised the Chicago Mass Choir. And you will see the goodness of the Lord. Vashawn Mitchell featuring Pastor Donnie McClurkin. The world will never be the same. I will sing about Jesus. We lift up your name. Everything Jesus promised, you will see the goodness of the Lord. After that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right there, because this is the bright side, beloved. There is a bright side. Hallelujah.
This world will never be the same. This world will never be the same. According to the eastern star, the newly born Messiah waits this way. This world will never be the same. This world will never be the same. The Savior born is come at last. The world we've known is past with yesterday. Like a comet landing on the earth, a child has changed our universe. Technicolor light breaking through the gray, like a comet.
Did he bring you out?
Come on, I'm living in the light.
Hallelujah. I'm a live in the light. I'm a walk in the light. I'll sing about Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Indiana. Hallelujah, Bible College Choir. I'll sing about Jesus. Is he all right? Yeah, beloved. He's all right with me. Hallelujah. He's all right with me.
That's right, everybody. Put those hands together to Jesus. He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. Let's celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. He's in the house. He's in the house. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you. Savior. He's Keeper. He's Healer. He's Jesus. I said He's all those things and more. I said He's all those things and more. Can we just take a moment tonight just to worship all the things that He is to us? I gotta take it back just a little bit. You're all these things and more. You're all so much more. We could ever hope for. You're all so much more. We could never imagine. Sing it with me, everybody. Say, everything. Everything to me,
everything to
everything. Come on, say, you're everything to me,
everything to
life,
me.
And breath.
Life and breath.
Yeah, you're everything to me,
everything.
Say, you're my peace,
because
I go crazy without them, y'all. Say joy right in sorrow.
Joy and sorrow.
Oh, everything to me, Jesus.
Everything
you are hope
for tomorrow.
Orlando, let's go down the list of everything He is. Come on. Lift your voice and say, Master.
Master.
Woo. Come on and say, Savior.
Savior.
He's all these things and more. Say, He's provider. He always makes a way.
He's always making a way. We're going to pause for the cause right here. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC. And beloved, listen, we are listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears. So we invite and encourage you to share. If you want to hear more of what we do this for you. Yes, we might speak life and light into your lives, and that you might let your light so shine that men and women, boys and girls will glorify God. Hallelujah in you. So beloved, if you want to be a part of that, amen, do what you can, and check out wgxc.org/donate at wgxc.org online. And we got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Listening to Ty Tribbett with Everything. Bless the Lord. After that, we have several more selections of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And then a little after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Jesus promised, yes, He did, and you will see the goodness of the Lord. All right, so don't go nowhere. You stay right here with me on WGXC.
Say it again. I will
bless the Lord.
Oh,
right to heaven, y'all. Block out all distractions and just say, you. We don't tell them as often as we should. So let's tell them tonight. Say, you're everything you need. You're everything you need. Oh, how wonderful it is.
and you will see the goodness. You will see the goodness of the Lord. You will see the goodness. You will see the goodness of the Lord while you patiently and wondered when will it be. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And you will see the goodness.
Make a declaration in this room.
You will see the goodness of the Lord
while you live. Donnie McClurkin.
You cried and you prayed.
You cried and you prayed.
My God.
Prayed and cried.
Prayed and cried.
And it seems as if it wasn't enough. Oh my, my.
He's always there.
He's always right there. Right there to rescue you.
And you will see the goodness.
And you will see the goodness of the Lord.
You will see the goodness.
You will see.
You will see the goodness.
Beloved, it's coming your way. It's coming your way. The goodness of the Lord. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The Word of God says to us, if we look for the goodness of the Lord, we will see the goodness of the Lord. Yes, beloved, I know it's true. You know, there's a song that says, I can't even count my blessings, because when I look at the details of the blessings, the number, it multiplies. That's my paraphrase of that song. But truly, you know, we might say, well, you know, God, you know, he opened up a door and I got the job that I was asking for. But do you know what God had to do in order to get that door open for you? The details behind the blessings, beloved. Hallelujah. I can't even go into those, but I think that's a word for another day. Listen, I want to share from my spiritual social commentary this morning, which is inspired and informed by the life of the late, the 39th president of the United States, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Mr. Jimmy Carter. On December 29th, beloved, you know, the flags began to fly half-mast as he passed at the age of 100 years of age. And in these past few days, I learned more about his life, his light, his legacy than I had ever heard. I guess, you know, when we are eulogizing, remembering people, things that were not shared tend to come to the surface. I know for so many years you would hear, or I would hear, people talk about him and his presidency in lackluster terms. Of course, there were some milestones in his life that his detractors and critics and political enemies just could not ignore. And so there were things that did come to the surface, like him winning the Nobel Peace Prize for his work, like him advocating for the release of hostages and going to different countries to help eradicate diseases or help to observe elections so that they were. Now we need people coming here to observe our elections. Isn't that something? But going into other countries to observe elections, that the democratic process would be done with integrity and honesty, and so many more things that he did after his post his presidential term. Amen. 44 years after leaving the office. And beloved, you know, he left in 1981 from the presidency, the most powerful position in the land, the most powerful position in the world. Especially in those times, he left there and he was, you know, really badly defeated in the election that had him fail to receive a second term, a mandate, as you will, from American people that they wanted something different and something more. He says that he went into a time of depression. He and his wife, they went into a time of depression. And the Bible tells us stories of others who went into periods of depression. Depression is nothing new, although it sounds like it, right? When we talk about mental health and awareness. But yeah, there are moments when, you know, things can be very depressing and we may experience depression, but the key and the ticket is not to stay there. Amen. That, the Lord is able and has the power to lift us up and pull us out. And that's what, happened with President Jimmy Carter and his beloved wife of 77 years, Rosalynn Carter. They pulled themselves up, hallelujah, by the hand of God, holding on to that hand of God and holding on to their faith. I want to share from the thought, hold on to your faith, beloved. Hold on to your faith. I learned that Jimmy Carter had written 30 books. Did you know that? I did not know that. But yes, he had written 30 books, and one of his books was titled Faith. In his book titled Faith, he emphasizes how faith in God sustained him and sustained them through their challenges, their public challenges, their personal challenges. And he tells stories about, you know, moments in his life where his trust in God was what enabled him to overcome. There's a word in the Bible, in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, that says, "Fear not, for I am with you. I am your God. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Beloved, this is one of the testaments of Jimmy Carter's life, that these words of God, he took to heart and he lived them. He read the word of God with his wife every night during their 77 years of marriage. What a testament. Amen. He taught the word of God even well into his 90s and Sunday morning Sunday school classes. When we look at the power of the word of God and what the word of God can do in the life of a believer, what the word of God means for the life of every human, it is exemplified and magnified in the life of President Jimmy Carter. There are several days of mourning that are prepared, you know, and he's lying in state and, you know, in Georgia, and then he'll be in Washington, D.C. before he's laid to rest beside his beloved wife. But over the course of these days, the power of God, the presence of God, the promises of God, all of these things are being magnified, beloved. Hallelujah. And let those who have eyes to see how God is saying to each and every one of us, to you and to me, hold on to your faith. Jimmy Carter teaches us a lot about faith, beloved, in the telling of his life story, in the writings that he had written, hallelujah, in book form, and but also, very importantly, the message written in his living. Amen. Hold on to your faith. He tells us that faith inspires us to action and service, beloved. Hallelujah. After that doubt of that bout of depression and reassessing and processing his major defeat, he came back even stronger. Hallelujah. Amen. Be encouraged, beloved. Whatever's going on, you make it all right. Stay strong in the Lord. Stay strong in your faith. Stay strong in the power of God's might. And beloved, I'm here to tell you, Jimmy Carter lived it to show we will overcome. Amen. This is my spiritual social commentary for you for today. Hallelujah. Hold on to your faith. The word of God tells us, amen, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. That in order to see God, we must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Jesus had a lot to say about faith as well. Amen. And I have one life to live. Let it be a life of faith. One of Jimmy Carter's quotes that I like, he said, "I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. I'm free with what that something is, or I'm free to choose what that something is. The something I've chosen is my faith." Hallelujah. My faith demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have, to try and make a difference. The Son of God, Jesus the Christ, living in the life of a Son of God, Jimmy Carter. Let that light so shine in each and every one of us, God, that we can live, hallelujah, and say, hear you say, well done. Amen. All right, beloved, that's my message for this morning, this moment. Keep the faith. Hold on. Don't let go. It'll work for you if you work it. Amen and amen. God is doing a new thing, and it's a new year. And I decree and declare, along with the brother right here, that all things are going to be new. Yeah, starting new, starting fresh, starting over, doing it again, doing it more, doing better. Amen. All things new. The old things are passed away. I've got a new DNA.
Nothing remains the same.
Nothing remains the same.
Starting over.
Starting all over again. Yes, yeah, beloved. Yeah, yeah. Let's do this.
Can you imagine? After all that you've been through, that there's still so much more you can't even fathom. Cause it's looking like the end, but you're just getting started. Dusting off the past, healing from the pain and the breaking in the ashes. Cause nothing's ever wasted. It's true. He makes all things new. Woo! He makes all things new.
So glad he changed my name. I'll never be the same. Since Jesus came my way, it's been a brand new day. I'm never going back. I'm done with the world. You can have it and everything that come with it. The stress and the worry, man, go ahead, you can run with it. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I'd rather serve the Lord's people. I surrendered all my old ways to you, and you made me new. Woo! You say all things new.
He makes all things new. He makes all things new. What you got that you need to turn over to the Lord? Do that today. Just give it to the Lord. Just give it to the Lord. You got a habit. You got a problem. You got an addiction. You got an enemy. You got a destiny that you're trying to get into discernment what that is for your life and what it means. Give it to God. He'll make it new. He'll figure it out with you. All right. Listen, beloved. Jesus said, truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Amen. Amen. Sometimes that mountain moves one shovel at a time. Sometimes it gets bulldozed over. But hallelujah, Jesus said it, and I believe it. You know, he talked about faith bringing healing, too. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 34, it says, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace, amen, and be free from your suffering. I tell you, the word of God is good for what ails you. Jimmy Carter knew that. He read it every night, taught it every Sunday, and he modeled his life to live according to this word. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. God, your word is a lamp to our feet and it is a light to our path. Amen. It is good for what ails us. I pray, Holy Father, that your word will speak in our lives even the more as we go into the remainder of this year. Speak to us and speak through us according to your word. You said that your word will not return to you void. It will prosper where you send it. It will accomplish what pleases you. Hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you for the power of your word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one dot, not one tittle from your word will fail. Amen. This is your word to us, God, and we hold on to it for dear life. Amen, somebody. Amen. Well, beloved, I want to say happy birthday to all you January babies and happy anniversary to all you January lovers. Thanking God for allowing you to see in this year, this month, amen, these milestones for your life. Invite you to pray with and for the victims and the families and the survivors of the terror attacks that had happened on the first day of this new year. We're certainly aware that there are people who are much worse off than we are, who are suffering things that God has spared us thus far from. Praise be to God. We remember those who are less fortunate in our prayers, and we don't take that for granted or take that lightly. We thank God for the opportunity to pray for the sick and the shut in. We're praying for you today. We're praying for healing, and we're praying for the comfort and the presence of God in your life, the power of God in your life today, that you will know that he is with you, not against you. He is with you and for you. Praying for the lost and the lonely, the confused, the depressed, and the stressed. Hallelujah. Praying for the grieving and the bereaved. We're praying for you today. Hallelujah. I pray that no matter how dark the clouds are, how gray the day may be, that you will remember that the sun is still here. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere, and that you will not quit in the dip, but you will hang on in there in Jesus' name, because the sun is always shining his light. There is a bright side, beloved. Amen. And hallelujah is right here right now with me on WGXC, and it's where you are, wherever Jesus is. Amen. Till we meet or speak again, I pray that you stay close to God and live in the light of his love. One announcement I want to share, that on January 19th, there will be the Columbia County annual observance of the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It will be held at the Shiloh Baptist Church at 14 Warren Street at 3 p.m. It is a community effort and spearheaded by congregations and pastors and spiritual leaders and political leaders and governmental leaders and business leaders who come together, hallelujah, to highlight another light that shined bright, that had their hand in the master's hand to help bring healing in this land and all over this world. So if you're available, come on out and be blessed and be a blessing. Amen. Listen, we're getting ready to go. Hallelujah. And as we do, we say, speak your name, Jesus. Because you know what? When we speak your name, something happens. I'm going to speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As I go. God bless you, beloved, till we meet or speak again.
When we speak your name, something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name,